The reality is that ISIS dogma, we know on this program from John and from other guests, includes teaching on jihad, revolution, subduing the enemies of Islam. It's the substance for the very hatred of Israel, for the United States and the entire West. And to know that it's being inculcated into the minds of young American children really should shock all Americans from their slumber, and it ought to catapult all in positions of government to take action against countering this philosophy that is creating war around the world and undermine the very pillars of our society. Now, John, I want to go back to you here. Now, you travel the country, you give lectures, you give training. The lead entity, the lead organization from a law enforcement perspective, and I've seen you do some of that. And so you're out there across the spectrum. But in a recent newsletter, you put out to the fact that you had actually gotten a hold of materials that are actually school books being used to teach ISIS thought. Tell us what you found and give us some real life examples of ISIS dogma that is currently being taught to American citizen students in Islamic schools across the country. This is shocking.
Well, first of all, let's just quickly talk about ISIS, the Islamic State, or Al-Qaeda, and what they seek to do. They say very clearly that they seek to establish an Islamic state under Sharia, Islamic law, and that the means to do that is jihad, which is, you know, physically, fighting, confronting these things. It's warfare against non-Muslims, as they describe it. And that's their primary goal. That is exactly what they're doing. And they explain that the things that they do are commands from Allah. Now, what we hear in the from our leaders and from mainstream media, if I can use that term, is that these are just radicals who are teaching a perverted, as our outgoing national security advisor to the president said, a perverted version of religion. So let's see, because the odd thing is what they say is actually what they're teaching here in the United States in Islamic schools. So I have in front of me a book called What Islam Is All About. It's the most widely used book for seventh graders in U.S. Islamic schools. And as a matter of fact, not long ago, several months ago, I found many copies of it in a prayer room, in a Muslim prayer room on a U.S. military base. So they're not only using it for children, it's a great, and I tell people, if you want to learn Islam, you know, buy a used copy of this book on Amazon, because it's very clear. Now, the language isn't as harsh as it is for adults, but it's actually just as clear. So let me, for you, as you asked, let me give you a few examples. So on page 2, so we're clear, the first sentence of the book, Islam is the name of a way of life followed by nearly a billion people around the world. Skip down a paragraph. Islam is not a religion, however, but a complete way of life, which is exactly what ISIS says. ISIS says Islam is a complete way of life encompassing military, religious, social, all of it governed by Sharia. So that's what they're teaching the children. Now, this book teaches exactly what ISIS teaches when it comes to the duties of Muslims. So this is lesson 36, the three duties of Islam or of Muslims. Number one, Dawah, D-A-W-A-H, which is the call to Islam. It's a requirement for Muslims to call others to Islam, and it's a prerequisite before you wage jihad. You must call people to Islam, the Dawah. So that's one duty. The second duty is jihad. And here's how it defines jihad. The word jihad is most often associated with the act of physically confronting evil and wrongdoing. Evil and wrongdoing as defined by Sharia. So in Sharia, it is evil to be a non-Muslim. So in the Quran 98:6 calls non-Muslims the worst of all creatures. So it is a command for Muslims through jihad, for non-Muslims, if they're Christians or Jews, to either convert to Islam, submit to Islam and Islamic law and pay the non-Muslim poll tax or be killed. And what's interesting is on this same page where they have it, it was this picture was in the article you referenced. There's a picture of a tank, just in case the little children are confused. And about two paragraphs below the picture of the tank, it says this: if anyone dies in jihad, they automatically go to paradise. A shaheed or martyr is described this way by Allah. Don't think that those who were killed in Allah's cause are dead. No, they are alive, finding their bounty in the presence of the Lord. If anyone dies in jihad, they automatically go to paradise. That's exactly what ISIS teaches. ISIS teaches the only way to get to heaven, get to paradise, is by dying in jihad. And that's exactly what this seventh grade textbook found all over the country. And by the way, this funny thing about the textbook I'm quoting from, it actually has a stamp from the Correctional Institute in El Reno, Oklahoma. So it was actually used at one point for inmates. So they could learn about this too. So the three duties in Islam are dawah, the call to Islam, jihad, and encouraging good and forbidding evil. And again, good and evil as defined by Sharia. That's it. Now, if we go a little farther to kind of at least finish the first part, we go back to the basic Islamic government. And much like what ISIS teaches, it says this: the basis of the legal and political system is the Sharia of Allah. That's a quote right out of this book. Under the chapter, what is an Islamic state? And then as you turn the page, it says the duty of Muslim citizens is to be loyal to the Islamic state. And under the basic government, they've got, oddly enough, three branches: the judicial branch, which is the Qadi system, the representative branches, which is the Majlis al-Shura, and the caliph, which is the leader of the Islamic state. And it actually says his term is a term of life or a set period. So the point is, this is what they're teaching American citizens who are Muslims in the most widely used textbook for seventh graders, which that's, you know, you're talking like 13 years old, 12, 13 years old.